Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, September 27, 1950, the advocates highlighted one of Barbados's main export crops, tamarinds, which can be described as the pods of a leguminous tree, hard on the outside but filled with acid, juicy pulp and potash. For more than a century, they were produced and shipped abroad to the extent that they became one of the main ingredients in Western sauce and fruit salts. Tamarind season in Barbados commenced in January, before which negotiations were made between tamarind dealers and the owners of the trees regarding the right to pick the pods. Dealers usually paid between $6 and $10 for this privilege. Once the season was open, these prearranged agreements allowed for skilled men to go around picking the fruit to be shelled and preserved in molasses in port barrels for the long export journey. However, profits for the tamarind tree proprietors varied based on the distance of their plots to Bridgetown, with those situated closer to the city earning more. According to the advocate, some of the best local dealers were the Miller Brothers Tamarind Works, Ventnor in Christchurch, and Mr. C. A. Prophet. Mr. F. E. Miller of the Miller Brothers, a tamarind trader for 16 years, confirmed that England was the primary importer of the crop, with smaller quantities being sent to the United States, Australia, and New Zealand. Evidently significant for export, the popularity of the fruit could also be likened to its multifaceted purpose at the local level. While the acid pulp could be used as a laxative, many Barbadians remember them as a school day indulgence, eaten with some salt. As for the tamarind tree, even its branches were used as rods of correction. Therefore, while many emphasize the long-time exports of sugar, molasses, and rum, tamarind too was undeniably a crucial crop, with its economic and cultural importance being highlighted on this day, September 27, 1950.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.